The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Anything but
oh my God, oh my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Furry Online.
Shart Week.
Fetty just had Shart Week.
Oh, yeah. Still cleaning up.
Color me brown. But I didn't get to call in and tell him my story when I was sick, when I had a little food poisoning, and I ran into the bathroom to vomit, and I sneezed and sharted all over my wall and had to clean that up. Yeah, that was good times. That was good times. Hey, Fatty, now you have that for next year's Shart Week. There, Merry Christmas and Happy Shart Week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I sneeze and sharted all over my wall. Happy Shart Week.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2905. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 19th of March 2019, yo. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A Little Show.
Y'all, Shart Week continues. Big Fatty, there's a little round stain back there.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, 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 poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark, doo 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 doo. Granny shark.
Happy Shart Week.
Happy Shart Week
to all of us.
Hello, squirters. That's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Now, y'all, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. First of all, a big thank you to the Gayish Boys for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Big Fatty, we really never have heard that one before. It's true. And Mike tried to get Kyle to call in a short story, but they sent in that bumper instead. You know, you might hear it again later on this week. Being fatty, that would be lovely. Y'all, full disclosure, I have recorded this ahead of time because, as you know, I am in Atlanta now. I traveled on Monday, and y'all, I didn't think I would have time to record a little show once I got to Atlanta on Monday, so I just pre-recorded today's a little show prior to leaving. Yes, there's plenty of short stories to go around with everybody. Yes!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, gonna see y'all today the 19th of March, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Let's see, does it be April, May, June? Y'all, I don't know what happens in the middle of June that there's so much fucking, but y'all, Big Fatty, did you vomit? No. Today, y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, It's the reason I'm over in Atlanta right now. Y'all, it is the Hatterina's 88th birthday today. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, she'll ask me a dozen times how old she is, and I'll tell her 88. So anyway, y'all, in addition to the Hatterina, y'all, he is one of the hosts of the Catching Up Little Show. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty, Mike's in Oakland. Yes, he is in Oakland. Y'all, is that is the big liar, Mike Lawson? Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mike Lawson. It's true. And y'all, in addition to him, y'all, he is down there in the future. It's carry an umbrella. Yes, Big Fatty, carry an umbrella. Y'all, it's Liam from down there in the Australia. And y'all, then somebody I've met many times at the Pride 48. Y'all, it's she's the official photographer when she's around. Y'all, it's none other than the mother of baby Kathleen. Y'all, it is Amy Kodak Coles. Big Fatty, Amy Kodak Coles. We love Amy. And y'all, finally today, y'all, it's a good friend of Big Fatty's that I've known for going on 20 years now. Y'all, it is Hillby 2000. Big Fatty, we love Hillby 2000. He listens to the little show every now and then. So, y'all, you're not going to see the Hatterina on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but if you see Mike Lawson or Carry an Umbrella Liam or Amy Kodak Coles or Hillby 2000 on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. But Mike Lawson's have to be sugar-free because of the sugar by DTs.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Durwood. Finally had a chance to call you in about my little Shark Feet episode. it was that Friday before Thanksgiving. You had left to go out of town to visit the Hatterina. So I decided to go out with a couple of friends. We went to the Asian place over there on West Ashley. I was feeling kind of adventurous, so I decided to try the Korean steak. Didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I said, well, I'm adventurous. I'll try it out anyway. I got it. It looked kind of awful. It was black with sesame seeds all in it. And I said, well, it tasted pretty good, so I continued to eat it. It's something I will not order again, but like I said, it's a little bit adventurous and something to try. Anyhow, we left there, and we went down to W.G. Wright, and we were having a few cocktails. We were there for about an hour, and my stomach started to rumble a little bit. I said, well, you know, it seems to be okay. About 20 minutes later, it rumbled some more. And I said, well, I might need to go home. So I just proceeded to check out, and as soon as I settled my bar bill out, I said, well, maybe I can go ahead and use the bathroom here. Well, you know, as W.G. Wright is, they only has two bathrooms, one with urinals and one with stalls. And the women were lined up to go to the stalls. So I said, oh, Lord. So I said, well, my stomach started rumbling again, and my butt clenched as tight as it could be. It started getting numb. I said, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to go. So I decided to head towards the garage bathroom at the parking garage. But by the time I started to get out the door of Dudley's, it just started oozing out. I said, oh my God, oh my God. I said, my eyes and that. I just started walking. Didn't even say anything, facing the funny. And I got around to the half wall, halfway in between, and they just come around and out. Just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was holding my butt cheeks together. Oh my God. Oh, and I said, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. So I started walking to the parking garage because I had to get through. And lo and behold, the nightclub is right there at the garage. Had a line like you wouldn't believe. So I had to walk through them. Luckily, I had that long jacket on, so I covered my butt area. But I just kept right on going. And it was so bad. God. I got into the truck, and I went on to the house. And I went on. When I was on the way there, I said, well, I've already messed up. I'm almost going to get what I normally get when I get, because I got hungry. I stopped by and got my gizzards and I ate them on the way home. I got to the house. I just took my shoes off and everything else. I just jumped in the...
Okay, why did you hang up on Durwood? I didn't hang up on Durwood. I think he just went to the maximum amount of time telling his story. But Durwood, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a listener's mouth about their shark story. And y'all, I don't think there was anything more to Durwood's story. Y'all, I absolutely love it that he was running out of the gay bar and you know, the soft serve machine was just going all the way down to, and he had to walk by the other straight bar, the straight club, and you know, he's just you know, his diaper is filling. Big Fatty, he didn't have on a diaper. Well, okay. Well, he probably wishes he did. Anyway, and then he gets to the truck and he's sitting in sitting where he's fouled himself. He's just sitting in it, and y'all decides to stop at a restaurant and get him some chicken gizzards. Big Fatty, well, once you've already shot yourself, how much worse can it be? Well, the only way it'll be worse is if you get chicken gizzards. And y'all, you just, I mean, I don't think I could eat. Big Fatty, I couldn't eat chicken gizzards even if I hadn't shot myself. It's true. But Durwood, thank you so much for that. And maybe I know you've got a birthday coming up on the 15th of April. Maybe we'll go and enjoy another Korean steak. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, hey, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. Just want to get my Shark Week submission in. Hopefully you can use this. Terry and I, a number of years ago, we went to a really good barbecue place in Chicago, kind of in a neighborhood, not a real busy area, but had a great lunch and then decided we were going to walk down to a neighborhood festival that was about a half a mile away. Just left our car where it was because a lot of times it's not easy to get a good parking spot. So we're about halfway to this festival and I shit myself as we're walking. Figured, you know, well, maybe I can find a spot with a bathroom and you know, check out the damages. And Terry, of course, you know, would never go into a place without spending money there. So if he, you know, needs to use the bathroom, he's going to buy a soda or do whatever. So go into this bar and I, you know, let Terry go over and buy a Coke. And I find the bathroom. It's, you know, this shitty little storefront kind of a bar. Find the bathroom, go in there, and I see right away there's no toilet paper, which is going to be a problem because I'm guessing there's going to be, you know, some cleanup required. So I come out of the little bathroom. I got to go and find my way to the kitchen, get someone's attention. Can you get me a roll of toilet paper? Which they do. And I make my way back into the bathroom, put that toilet paper roll where it needs to be. And I inspect the brand new underwear that I had. First use of a Tommy Hilfiger briefs. And you know, they come in a package. This was the first time I'd ever bought different underwear. I had jockeys since I was a kid. So I went with these Tommy Hilfiger. You get three in a pack, and there's a red one and a white one and a blue one. Probably bought about three packs, so I had a variety of colors. Again, a new experience for me. And what do you suppose I'm wearing but a fucking pair of white ones? So I'm looking around, you know, what am I going to do? I can't clean them up. I'm not going to take them with me because we're going to a festival and I don't have a bag or anything. So I've got to some way, you know, wrap them up. I wrapped them up in toilet paper and kind of tucked them into this small garbage can because I don't want anybody making fun of me like a grade school kid hiding my underwear behind the toilet. So anyway, that's the story. I ended up going down to the festival, didn't have any other dietary indiscretion, if you will, as we went on our way, but it was a bit uncomfortable. And I lost, you know, 1/9 of my brand new undies. Have a good day.
Y'all, that, of course, is Digga, and Digga, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, Digga. Digga has just such a way of delivering his stories. Y'all, it's just like, you know, we left the barbecue place and we're on the way to the festival, and I shit myself. And, you know, it was just, it was like, well, I was supposed to shit myself. Beh, anyone be? But, Digga, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we certainly won't make fun of you. No, Big Fatty, and thank goodness we don't have to pick up that shitty underwear behind the turnip. But, anyway, thank you so much for that. And, y'all, Digga, if we don't get any more things, Digga had a wonderful story about an old man at the funeral parlor that we'll share later on this week if time permits. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, by the way, this my Northeast number one straight boyfriend, Dan, composed this sharting music. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like him. Y'all, if ever there was a little show that talked about sharting more than the BFO, y'all, it is the Stinky Orangutans. And here's something from them.
Yeah, it's because I'm still suffering from a fucking cold.
That's gross.
Yeah, dude. Tuesday, I thought I was dying.
Ugh.
And I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and put it out right here, right now.
Yeah.
I was sick, right? Was not feeling it. Mm-hmm. Could not function.
Right.
I was laying on the couch. I was minding my own business, trying to do some sleeping. And I got into a little coughing fit.
Right.
So I started coughing. And then I sneezed. And then my booty hole sneezed. And
short.
It was,
oh,
what is it?
No.
A day late, a dollar short, and a day late. Is that how it's, a day late and dollar short?
Yeah.
I missed Shart Week by like 2 days.
That's so sad.
But no, what's sad is my underwear.
Well, at least you were wearing some.
Oh my God.
Oh, but y'all, that of course is Big Ricky and Adam from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, we'll never pass up an opportunity to feature your shots here on the BFO. Yes, Big Baby. And y'all, honestly, of all the shark stories I have, some of the best, I won't say the best, but some of the best come from the Stinky Orangutans. And y'all, again, I've got a favorite one of Adam at the mall that I'll play later in the week if time permits. But y'all, it's almost like Adam spends most of his life shitting himself. Big Fatty, and Big Ricky, y'all, you know Big Ricky likes to wear the pillowcase panties. So y'all, can you imagine filling up a pillowcase full of shat? Big Fatty, I'm sure he does it on a regular basis. Well, it probably does. But anyway, y'all, I hope you've enjoyed those little short stories. Oh, Nick, I see those little short stories. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Short Week will continue again tomorrow. And the rest of the week while I'm over here in the Hatlanta. So, anyway, y'all, I've already said I hope you have a... Yes, Big Fatty, make sure you wipe properly, though. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Steve the Tater and Cindy from the Airplane Show. And Steve the Tater, just out of curiosity, I was wondering, how are you celebrating Short Week 2019?
I sneezed and started all over my wall. Happy Shark Week.
Oh, well, it's a lovely celebration, and you didn't ruin underpants.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.